name with us today.
Blog Talk Radio.
All
right, I'll take it from you.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Hallelujah.
To our God.
To our God.
Glory, hallelujah.
the Lord. That was Hezekiah Walker. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship is to our God. Every deliverer that come forth is from Jesus Christ. We thank you this afternoon for toning in to a time of reflection, New Destiny Ministries. We're opening. Good evening, everyone. We greet each of you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. Thank you for tuning in and listening to a time of reflection, as I said, with New Destiny Ministries again. We truly appreciate your fellowship and tremendous support. I am your host, Sister Ruby, and evangelist Adrian Bernard is your founding host, and she will be bringing the word this afternoon. So I'm instead opening up for her. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage you, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritual, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scriptures and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And you can find that in the King James Version as I read it from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. Join us daily, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time, 3 p.m. Central time, and 4 p.m. Eastern time. Also, Saturday at 5 a.m. Pacific time, Elder and Minister Billy Burns hosts the broadcast They Overcame. And it's a time to share your powerful testimonies and join us on early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. Our call-in number for each spoke segment is 858-683-1334. We welcome you to email us at newdestinyministries@54@gmail.com or mail us any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. And that's again P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, visit and like our ministry page on Facebook and our website. Our website is www.newdestinyministries.com. You're welcome to visit our archives on blogtalkradio.com and search for New Destiny Ministry should you desire to listen to any of our previous broadcasts or the current show that is airing live as we speak. We thank God for each and every one of y'all joining us today. We don't take it lightly. We thank him for this broadcast and for our founder and our host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. And I'm turning it over to you, Evangelist Bernard.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Ruby. God bless you. We certainly appreciate Sister Ruby and the wonderful job that she's doing. I tell you, you know, whenever you are considering, and you are considerate of a task that God has given you, I thank Sister Ruby because she doesn't take it lightly. She is faithful, she is prompt, and she's very, very efficient in what she does. So we bless the Lord for Sister Ruby today. Amen, amen. Everyone know today is Provoke Friday. Amen. And we normally, it's our tradition through the months to have with us Pastor Edward Hamilton on Provoke Fridays. But I want you all to keep him and his family in our prayers. One of his cousins was murdered on the motorcycle last evening. Amen. And so he's been at the hospital with his aunt all night. So we want to lift that family up in prayer. He did not give me the name and what have you, so I haven't been able to speak with him directly. Amen. So we want to lift up the man of God and that family in our prayers. Young man riding the motorcycles. I never liked motorcycles, but, you know, you have people that love these toys that, you know, the Lord has graced us with. So nevertheless, we're going to lift up that family in prayer. Is it anybody else on the line, Sister Ruby? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Just me and you at this time.
All right. Amen. 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 Well, we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Amen. And Lord knows everything that we have need of. But he did tell us to make our request known. He did say in his word where there was two or three touching and agreeing on any one thing, that he would be in the midst. So we're going to stand in agreement with Sister Ruby. Hallelujah. And we're going to lift up Pastor Hamilton right now. Hallelujah. Lord God, we come before you this evening. Once again, God, we come to give you glory. We come to give you praise for the song that opened up. Every praise is due our God. Every word of worship is due our God, Lord God. And we thanking you today for another opportunity to come on this line and share the good news. Lord God, we bring Pastor Hamilton, Edward Hamilton, before you this afternoon, God. Oh, God, and you know his young cousin that was murdered, hallelujah, on the motorcycle. Lord God, we asking you to send comfort, send your angels of comfort to comfort his mother and to comfort that family, Lord. In the name of Jesus, wrap your arms around them, Lord God. Oh, God, touch their mind, touch their hearts, touch their spirits, Lord God, today. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the bereaved families all over the nation that have lost loved ones. However, some have lost them tragically, Lord God, and some just slept on out of here, Lord God. Oh, God, but you are a God of mercy. You are a God of comfort. You are a God of love. You are a God of peace, God. We ask you to strengthen Pastor Hamilton, God. Strengthen that family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, and we asking you to bless each and every listener, hallelujah, that come on this line from Monday through Friday and Saturday and on Sunday, God. We asking you to continue to bless and keep Sister Ruby, Lord God. We thank you for the sacrifices that is made on behalf of this ministry, Lord God. Oh, God, we asking you to touch each and every listener. Lord God, all of the supporters, those that sow seeds into this ministry, God. We asking you to bless them, Lord God. Oh, God, and we asking you, Lord God, to open up some doors for us, God, where we can get into the community and we can go door to door and spread this gospel and tell people that Jesus lives and you saved to the utmost. You're still in the saving business. You're still in the healing business. You're still in the deliverance business. You're still in the providing business. Oh, you're still a man. A man, hallelujah. A man, hallelujah, that has suffered. Jesus, you suffered such as us. Hallelujah, but you knew no sin. Oh, God, we bless you for your son today. Ah, if it had not been for Jesus, we would all have been consumed. We would all have been swallowed up, Lord God. Oh, God, but we thank you today, God. We ask you, Lord God, to remember those that we haven't seen on the line in a while, God. You know who they are, God. We asking you to bless every leader. We asking you to bless every pastor. We asking you to bless every bishop, every prophet, every doctor that comes on this line, every evangelist, Lord God, that minister out their heart to the saints of on the Most High, God. We can't reward them, God, but you can. Oh, God, we thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing. Oh, God, we see the hand of mercy moving. We see your hand being extended, not just to us, not just to our family, oh, but your hand of mercy is extended to all those that call on you. For you said, call on me while I'm nigh. Oh, God, give us a mind, Jesus, to humble ourselves. Give us a mind to deny this flesh. Give us a mind to love the way you said love. For you said, no commandment I leave you, that you love one another. Oh, God, help us, Lord God. Teach us how to love, God. Teach us how to get into this word. Teach us how to be an encouragement to one another, God. Oh, help us not to think on the things of others, but help us to think on the things, hallelujah, not of ourselves, excuse me, but to think on the things of others more highly than we do ourselves. Oh, God, you said, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, hallelujah, especially to the household of faith. We're calling on you today, Jesus. We're calling on you, God, for we have no other helper. Hallelujah, we know that all of our help comes from the Lord. God, you said in your word, when our heart is overwhelmed, lead us to a rock that is higher than I. Oh, we're standing on the rock today, God. We're standing on your promises today, God. We're looking to you, Jesus, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. We're asking you to bless the services on Sunday, God. We're asking you to bless Bishop Burns today, God. Oh, as they go in and dedicate their new building, God. Oh, the new sanctuary. Oh, God, let them dedicate it with a mind to know that you said in your word that your house shall be called the house of prayer. Oh, God, let them be thankful. Don't let them boast and walk in something that they have done, but help them to acknowledge you, God. You are the one that opened up doors. You the one that elevated and promoted. You the one that give gifts unto men. Oh, God, we thank you today, God. Thank you for Prophet Pearson today agreeing to come on and teach and minister for us on Tuesdays, prophetic Tuesdays. Thank you for Prevail Fridays. Oh, God, you're going to do something else. Hallelujah. We're looking for you to do something on Monday, on Wednesday, and on Thursday, God. Oh, God, thank you for Dr. Winston Singleton. Thank you for him being a support to this ministry. Oh, God, we bless him today, God. And all of the listeners that call, Sister Albertina, Sister Tammy, God, we ask you to open up windows, open up doors for them, God. Bless Sister Tammy's business. Bless Sister Albertine's business. Remember Sister T, God. Oh, God, continue to open up doors for her, Lord God. Oh, God, Sister Kim Coleman, hallelujah, all those that have contributed, Prophet Michael Davis, God, remember them, Lord God, Brother Michael, Lord God, we asking you to remember them this morning. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, we thank you, God, we give you glory, God. Go to Angola, Louisiana this morning. And touch my son, God. 36 years old. Help him to come out of that shell, God. Help him to get busy working on his case, God. I just believe you're going to let me see him. Pray, God, before I lead us, oh God. Remember Danielle, God. Continue to work on our behalf, God. Oh God, open up doors, God. Make ways for us, Lord God. Oh, I bless you today, Jesus. I give you glory for today, God. I remember my mother and my grandchildren. Ah, God, my great grandchildren. Oh, remember Dawn and Sharita, God. Oh, my brother Vernon, oh God. Oh, God, deal with their hearts, Lord God. Ah, God, where they can turn and they can commit their way to you, God. We bless you today, Jesus. Ah, remember Sister Patrice, Lord God. Sister Sharon Phillips. Ah, lost sister, God. Oh, God, and those that are hurting. Remember Minister Adam Singleton, God. Remember Bishop Singleton, Alfred and Winston, God. Ah, remember Papa is still there and loving today, God. I'm asking you to touch her, God. Touch her body. Continue to touch her body, God. Strengthen her for this journey. Oh, God, and all those that are attending, made effects down in Dallas with Bishop T.D. Jakes, God. We asking you to bless those people, God. Oh, God, don't let them just come together for pleasure, but let them come together with a mind to seek you. Oh, God, I'm asking you to bless some souls to go out in your name, God. Bless some people's lives to be transformed. For the better, God. Oh, all of those ministers that day. Oh, let them have a love and a compassion for God's people. Let them speak with thus say the Lord, God. Ah, not the filthy lucre. Hallelujah. But for them to have a seat in the kingdom. Tell them how to live right. Tell them without holiness, no man shall see God. I don't care how great their name is. If they leave you out the equation, ah, God, it'll come to nothing. Oh, I bless you today, God. We lift you up today, God. Thank you for sister Robin, God. Oh, God, all those that started on this journey with us. Hallelujah, some is not here. Hallelujah, God, but you know. You know everything, God. You know our destiny. Hallelujah, you know everything about us. Our thoughts before they even enter into our minds. Well, we bless you today, God. We give you glory. We give you praise, God. You are almighty, God. Oh, and we thank you for your great and your greatly to be praised. Oh, we bless you today, God. Ah, we wouldn't take nothing for this journey. Oh, God, we wouldn't take nothing for this journey. If I was able to sing a song, I would say, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. I'll never forget how you brought me out. I'll never forget how you picked me up one day. Oh, how you turned my life around. Oh, never forget, Lord God, how you cleaned me up and gave me a new name. Name, hallelujah, that's written in the Lamb Book of Life. For I am a child of the King, and I give God glory for it today. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, hallelujah, for a time of reflection. We thank you for today, Provoke Fridays. We want to provoke somebody today. We want to provoke you today to trust in God. We want to provoke you today, hallelujah, during the troubled times, to not murmur and complain, but to trust in God. Trust in him, the Lord will make a way. Hallelujah, so early season, sing a song. God will make a way. Oh, do you believe that today? Hey, God, you have to believe that the Lord will make a way. He will make a way. Hallelujah. We want to bless somebody today. Hallelujah. To know to put your confidence in your trust in God. Oh, God, when I got the word later about Pastor Hamilton and his cousin being murdered, my heart was saddened. Hallelujah. But I said, Lord, hallelujah, for those that remain, we got to keep on tracking. Hallelujah. We got to keep on stepping up. We got to keep on marching towards that goal. Glory to God. We bless you today, God. We give you glory. We give you praise for who you are, God. You are a wonderful God. Ah, God, I can't do nothing without you, Jesus. As we turn, oh, glory to God, as we turn to Psalm 27, hallelujah, Psalm 27. Hey, we're going to start at the first verse. Hallelujah. We're talking about trusting God. Trusting God in troubled times. How many know we living in perilous times? How many know that the times are troubled? How many know that we all are being persecuted in one manner or the other? But we got to know. Psalm 27 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. At the first verse, Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I don't have nothing to give you today but the word of God, and it's enough. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. How many know that the wicked sets up a plot every day against those that are living holy, against those that are living righteous? But the Lord said, when the wicked, even your enemy and your foes, when they come upon you to eat up your flesh, they're going to stumble. They will stumble and fall. Though a host, I don't care how many devices, I don't care how many in number that they have, they can't fight against God because their arms are too short to box with God. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. What is fear? Fear is false evidence appearing real. That's what Satan does. He come as an angel of light. He come to put fear in us. Oh, but the Bible said, though my heart, hallelujah, though our hosts encamp against us, our heart shall not fear. Though war rise up against us. They're going to take us to the court of law. They're going to slander our name. Hey, God, our name will be like dirt. Though war should rise against us, in this will we be confident. In this will we be confident. I'm paraphrasing, but this is out of the King James Version. Verse 4 say, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Hallelujah. Stay in the house of the Lord all the days of your life and behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in his temple. Verse 5 says, for in the time of trouble, trouble, what is trouble? Trouble is worry. Trouble is distress. Trouble is discomfort. Trouble is to disturb our mental calmness and our contentment. It's to cause affliction and distress. Stress to come upon us. That's what trouble is. But verse 5 says, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. How many know when trouble knock at your door, God already have a hiding place for you? When trouble knock at your family's door, God already has a hiding place for them. Hallelujah. God already has a hiding place for us. Amen. And as I go, turn, as the Lord began to give me this, when I found out that Pastor was not going to be here, Pastor Hamilton, hallelujah, I had to go quickly to the Word of God. Ah, now I want you to turn. And this is what the Lord is telling me to say to you all today. Those that have decided to trust God in these troubled times, let me tell you what you need to do to really trust God during the troubled times. See, when you're troubled, you want some comfort. When you're troubled, you want to sit at the feet of Jesus. When you're troubled, you want an encouraging word. Nobody want to hear something discouraging. Not in the time of trouble. In the time of trouble, Sister Ruby, we need to hear a good word. We need to hear a comforting word. We need to know that God has not forgotten about us. We need to know that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord said, I will raise up a standard against them. Oh, I bless the Lord today. Turn to Luke. And as I was talking, hallelujah, Jesus, talking to the Lord, trusting God in troubled times. And as I begin to look, I went to Luke chapter 10, and we're going to read, hallelujah, we're going to start at verse 38 and read down to verse 42. We want you to listen today because God want to encourage us. God don't want us to be troubled. And even when the trouble comes, he's going to make a way for us to escape, because he's always going to send us help. God will not renege on his promises. He will come to our aid. My cousin said she preached a message down in Montgomery, Alabama, about 2 or 3 weeks ago. She said, God is coming to see about me. Hallelujah. Know today, people of God, that God will come and see about you. Hallelujah. He'll come and see about you. He said, I'll take up my abode in you. Hallelujah. God will give you a scripture. He'll give you a song to meditate when trouble is all around you. Hey, glory, when you hear wars and rumors of wars. When your children are rebellious. When your husband and your wife have lost their love and their respect and their admiration for you. Hallelujah. God will put you in his pavilion and he'll hide you. Oh, I bless the Lord today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Ruby, you feel like reading a little bit? Glory to God. I'm not going to hold you. I know this Friday. Some folks look at Friday like, thank God it's Friday. But they're really not thanking God because it's Friday. They're thanking God because that's the end of their week, and they can go on to happy hour. They can indulge in the pleasures of this flesh. Oh, glory to God. But I thank God that today is Provoke Friday. So I'm going to provoke you to trust in God. I'm going to provoke you to believe God. Hallelujah. Sister Ruby, how you don't know about fire?
Yeah, praise the Lord. You said Luke chapter 10, verse
38 through 42. Let's see what the Lord is saying to us on the day.
Okay, verse 38, I'm reading out the King James Version. Luke chapter 10, Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his words. But Martha was cumbling about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care my sister have left me to serve alone? Let me read it back again. Verse 40. But Martha was cumbling about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister have left me to serve alone? Bid her let me to serve alone. Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary have chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Woo!
Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Now, the Lord sent me to this. Now, you all know that Martha and Mary, let me just give you all a little highlight. We all know that Martha and Mary were sisters, and they were sisters to a man named Lazarus. And Lazarus, the Bible says, was a friend to Jesus. Amen. And we all know before this really happened, later on, in St. John, we see where Lazarus got sick. But this was before Lazarus got sick. And Jesus had came into Bethany. Amen. And he came to their home. And Jesus came to their home. And in those days, it was always proper to have some food ready for those that are traveling on the missionary road. And even if they weren't missionary, if they were doing the work of the Lord, or if they came from a far country, it was just proper etiquette for them to prepare a meal. And that's just like us. Even in the day that we're living in, you know, after you've been on a long flight and you're going, you may be traveling to your hometown and they know you're coming, you know they're going to have a little food ready for you. I don't know about these folks up on the West Coast, but I'm a Southern girl. Hallelujah. And I know when I get to New Orleans, I can go to somebody's house and they're going to have some food ready. And they ain't going to have no microwave stuff. They're going to have some food that they have prepared from scratch. So in those days, it was proper etiquette for you to be fed and for them to give you a place to wash up. Yeah, wash your feet and wash your hands and your head, and then we're going to sit down and we're going to break bread together. Amen. So the Bible said Jesus came into this certain village, and the certain woman named Martha, she received him in her house, but she had a sister there. Oh, we're talking about trusting God in troubled times. Man, Martha was troubled, and the scripture says she had a sister called Mary, but the scripture says she, Mary, sat at the feet of Jesus. And then verse 40 says, Martha was cumbered. What does that word cumbered mean? That word cumbered means she was burdened. She was frustrated. She was upset. She was angry. She was mad because she felt like her sister should have been in the kitchen, in the dining area, helping her prepare the food, getting the table set. Hallelujah. That's what she felt in her heart. That's how many of us feel. When God has given us a work to do, we want to go and invite somebody else. Well, God didn't tell
Sister Albertine or Sister Cammy to go do the work. If he spoke to you, Sister Ruby, it's for you to go do it. He didn't tell you to go solicit no help. Hallelujah. So God put that in Martha's heart to prepare the meal. But guess what? Don't get angry with your sister because that's not her assignment. It was Martha's assignment to prepare the food. But, hallelujah, as we go down in the scripture, she told Jesus, but Martha was cumbered about much serving. And she came to Jesus, and I'm just going to paraphrase a little bit and put it in lay terms of the day that we're living in. Martha came to Jesus and said, now, Jesus, you know I'm trying to get you something ready to eat. I know you've been on a journey. I know you've been helping people. I know you've been ministering. And I'm in this kitchen, and it's hot. And I don't have all the food ready, and I need a little help. But my sister, she have disregarded me. She won't even come give me a hand. She wants to be the PR person. She want to be at your feet. She want to sit with the men. Oh, but she need to come on back here in this kitchen. And Jesus said, Martha, hallelujah. He said, thou art careful and troubled. Listen at that. He said, Martha, Martha, thou art careful. What you mean careful? In that instance, he was talking about she was anxious. She was too anxious. Hey, you worrying about the wrong thing, Martha. I appreciate Jesus saying, I appreciate you preparing the meal. I appreciate you getting everything together for us to sit down and eat. He said, but guess what? Hallelujah. He said, you're troubled about many things. You're troubled. In other words, he said, you're worrying and you're fretting about the wrong thing. Hallelujah. Let somebody else worry about what you're talking about. Hallelujah. But he said, Mary, let me tell you about your sister. He said, verse 42, he said, but one thing is needful. That's what he's telling Martha. One thing is needful of us. What is needful of us? The thing that is needful for us today, to be able to trust God in troubled times, is for us to realize and understand what season we're in. What season are we in? And what God is expecting of us. See, this is an individual walk. We have to walk this walk alone. Yes, we may have family. Yes, we have some friends. Oh, but guess what? When Jesus speaks to you, it's to you. It's to you. He's not going to speak what he tells you to other folks other than to confirm his word. Out of the mouth of two or three, every word is established. So we have to seek God's will in our life. We have to know what our destiny is in Christ Jesus. You know, sometimes people, many times, people size you up on what they see in the tangible realm. People size you up on all of these material things. They never look at your heart. They never see your true spirit. They don't see the love and the compassion that you really have for the Lord. And that's why you got to seek him daily. Hey, where all of that love and that compassion, it'll be manifested in this life. So he said, one thing is needful. And he said, Mary had chosen that good part. One thing, let's go back to Psalm 27. 27 and 4. What did it say in that chapter? 27 and 4 says, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. So that one thing that was needful of Martha, Mary chose it. Mary said, one thing I desire of the Lord. I'm not worrying about the food. I'm not worrying about what Martha is doing. I'm going to be in the presence of Jesus. I'm going to sit at his feet. I'm going to learn of him. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For my yoke is easy. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Glory to God. Oh, so she said, he said Mary had chosen that good part. See, if you choose the good part, I'm not telling you you're going to be exempt from trouble, because when you go back to 2 Corinthians 4 and 8, it says we are troubled on every side. So the Bible that has declared we have to go through troubles. We're going to be troubled. But we got to know in whom we trust. We got to know that trouble don't last always. Because even in the midst of trouble, God has already made a way for us to escape. He said Mary had chosen that good part. So Jesus was empathizing with her. Jesus had a love and a compassion for people. He understood what Martha was saying, but he said, Martha, I'm not going to let you disturb Mary. I'm not going to let you take away that good thing that she has desired. She desired one thing, and that one thing was to sit at the feet of Jesus. Hallelujah. Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. She wanted to be in Jesus' presence. She wanted to hear what the Master was saying. She had heard about all the great miracles. She had heard about the Sermon on the Mount. She had heard about the blinded eyes being opened. She heard about the deaf ears being opened. She heard, hallelujah, how the dumb spoke. She heard how the lame picked up their dead and walked. We're talking about trusting God in troubled times. Mary chose the good part. That's what we have to do, people of God. We can't be shaken. Oh, God, I bless you today. Now turn, Sister Ruby, to 2 Thessalonians. I hear you, Lord. The Lord saying, choose that good part. He said when the trouble comes, he's already got a place. He has a pavilion already prepared and is waiting on you. All you have to do is call on Jesus. He'll hide you in his pavilion. Oh, God, I'll cover you. He said, I'll cover you. I'll put you in my secret place. God, and nobody will be able to touch you. Nobody will be able to disturb your peace. Nobody will be able to say what does not, what does say the Lord. Hallelujah. Nobody will be able to come against what I have ordained. Nobody will be able to box with me because their arms are too short. Hallelujah. He said, behold, glory to God. Let me turn quickly to Isaiah. Glory to God. Isaiah 59:1 said, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened. The Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save. Neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. Oh, but our iniquities have separated us from God. And our sins have God hid his face from you that he will not hear. Oh, people of God, don't let God hide his hand. Don't let God hide his face from you. When trouble come, God said, hallelujah, I'll be your pavilion. I'll be your hiding place. God, I bless you today. Oh, turn to 2 Thessalonians and let's see what the Lord is saying. Chapter 2, Sister Ruby, Hey, glory to God. Read. Ah, God, I bless you. Read 1, 2, 3, and 4. We'll go from there. Ah,
okay.
Glory to God.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, I'm going to read verse 1 through 4, and I'm coming out the King James Version. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be in trouble, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand.
Hold up, Sister Ruby. It said, now we beseech you, we begging you. This is Paul telling the Thessalonians. He said, we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering. See, we are gathered on this radio broadcast together unto God. That, verse 2 says, that ye be not soon shaken in mind. Don't be disturbed. Don't let nobody disturb you. Don't let nobody take your peace. Or be troubled. Listen at that word. There's that word trouble. We say trusting God in troubled time. He said that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled. Don't be troubled, neither by spirit. Don't let your spirit be troubled. I don't care what somebody say, nor by word. Listen to this, people. Babe. Nor by word, because folks are coming, tell you a lie. People are coming, tell you something to disturb your spirit when you messed up for weeks. Hallelujah, make you sick, because it'll start affecting your physical man. He said, don't be troubled by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter. Folks will write letters on you and tell lies about you. Nor by letter. As from us, Paul said, don't be disturbed even with a letter. If they say a letter come from us, don't be disturbed. He said, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Go on, Sister Ruby. Ah, glory to God.
Verse 3, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Verse 4, who opposes, opposes and exalts himself above all that is opposed.
You said it right, oppose it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Verse 4, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, or that is worshiped, so that he as God sit in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
Listen at that, people. The Lord Paul is telling them, don't be deceived. Let no man deceive you. We're talking about trusting in God in troubled times. Many times when we're troubled, that's when people prey upon us. That's when we're most vulnerable. We're vulnerable because we're weak. When trouble comes, it breaks down our sensibilities. It breaks down our peace of mind. It distorts our view. Don't be distorted. Don't let your confidence be soon shaken. How Paul's saying, don't be shaken in mind. Don't be troubled by spirit, by word, nor by letter, as is from us. You know, sometimes you see billboards and stuff where people pay for these billboards, hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars, and they'll tell you the end of the world is near. Ah, you got to trust God in these troubled times. Don't be deceived. Know them that labor among you. We have some wolves, and they're in sheep clothing, and they're in the pulpit. How about that? They're in the church buildings. They're not in the body of Christ. They're witches and warlocks. They came to deceive us. They came to bring us into captivity. Hallelujah. But Paul is saying in verse 3, let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come, Sister Ruby, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed. The sin be revealed. The son of perdition. That was Judas. We all know that he was the son of perdition. God, glory to God. Hold on 1 second. He was the son of perdition. Hallelujah. But it says in verse 4, who opposed? See, he opposed Jesus. He opposed God. Hallelujah. And that's what he's doing. He's setting up his kingdom. His kingdom is being set up. But he's already lost the battle. Because when he was cast down from heaven, you know, he took a third of the angels with him. So they have some power. That's why the Bible says Satan is the god of this world. But my Bible tells me greater is he that is in me than him that is in the world. Hallelujah. We have to trust God in these troubled times, people. He said, who opposed and exalted himself above all that is called God or that is worshiped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So he's sitting on the throne. Hallelujah. And he's seducing the people. Remember Peter. Peter loved Jesus. We believe Peter loved Jesus, and Jesus knew Peter loved him. But Jesus already had predicted and prophesied. He said, Peter, before he cried thrice, you're going to deny me. He said, you're going to deny me. And Peter said, Lord, no, I'm not going to deny you. Hallelujah. But guess what? It came to pass. And also, Jesus warned Peter. He said, Peter, Satan desires to sift you as wheat. He said, but I've already prayed for you. How many know that somebody's praying for you? Guess what? Satan desires to sift us. But Jesus have already prayed for us that our faith fail us not, that we don't faint in the day of adversity, that when trouble comes, you have a hiding place. You have someone you can run to. Because the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are saved. Hallelujah. The righteous run in and they are saved. Higher than the Most High. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Glory to God. The righteous run in and they are saved. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Now let's skip down a few. Go to verse 8, Sister Reuben. Read verse 8 through 12. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord.
Go ahead.
Oh. I'm going to go back. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceitfulness of uprighteousness
mm-hmm.
in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And
mm-hmm.
for this cause God shall send them strong delusions, that they
mm-hmm.
should believe a lie, that
mm-hmm.
they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasures in unrighteousness. You said stop at verse 12?
Mm-hmm. Go on and read verse 13.
Okay, verse 13. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God had from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth.
14, you got to finish that.
Whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Go to 15.
We're going to finish. Yeah, go on and finish that. This
okay.
The last chapter.
Okay, because it's something there. Verse 15. Therefore, brethren, stand fast, hold the tradition which you have been taught, whether by word or by epistle. Now
mm-hmm.
our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God even our Father, which have loved us and have given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and stable you in every good word and works.
Woo, Jesus.
Ooh, that's a mouthful.
Lord, have mercy. You all have to read. You have to read that chapter. And really, when you read it, ask God to open up your understanding. This is a powerful chapter here. He said, when that wicked one shall be revealed, whom the Lord should consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. That's what Satan is. He is a lying wonder. Hallelujah. He's a counterfeit. Like Prophet Michael Davis said, he's a counterfeit. Hallelujah. He's not the real thing. He comes as a roaring lion. But inwardly, he don't have no power. He don't have power over God. If he had power over God, he would have been able to take over heaven and rule the earth and the heavens. But he don't have that kind of power. God have allowed him to do what he does. That's just how we talked about on yesterday. God allowed him to afflict Job. Hallelujah. But he said, don't touch his life. God allowed him to afflict Job. God allowed all of Job's children to be killed. But the Bible said Job's latter end was greater than the beginning. Let me tell you today, people of God, don't worry about what it looked like today. I got an encouraging word from Sister Tammy this morning, and she said something that pricked my heart. Hallelujah. Sometimes you're praying and you're asking God to bless others. And how many know that sometimes you ask God to bless others and you don't even think about yourself? Oh, but I'm here to tell you today, even if you don't think about yourself, God always puts you on somebody's mind. Hallelujah. Where they're praying for you, where they're thinking about you, God will come see about you. That's what my cousin, Pastor Jackie, said. She preached, God is coming,
see about me. So no matter what the trouble look like, you hold on to God's unchanging hand. If I was able to sing that, I would sing it. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. I tell you, oh, God, I bless you today. Hallelujah. I don't have anything else. I gave you all what the Lord gave me. And this was in the last hour. How many know we living in the last hour? These are the last days. It's time for us to come in. It's time for us to stay to our flesh, to all of these things that are distracting us. It's time for us to come back. Hallelujah. Come back. Come back. Come back to Jesus. Hallelujah. I know it's trouble on every hand. Hallelujah. I know trouble is everywhere. Oh, but if we can hold out, if we can hold out, somebody wrote a song, if I can hold out, hallelujah, if I can hold out, well, I'm here to share with you today that you can hold out. All you got to do is look to the Lord. Look unto the hills from whence cometh your help. All of your help comes from the Lord. We read Psalm 27. When we open up, we said that the Lord is our light. God, the Lord is our light. He is our salvation. Whom shall we fear? The Lord is our strength of our life. Whom shall we be afraid? Don't be disturbed, people of God. Don't be so quick to run to every wind of doctrine. Hallelujah. Don't be so quick to believe a lie. Hallelujah. Right here in verse 11, we're in the same chapter 2 of 2 Thessalonians. It says, and with all the feebleness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved, for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Anybody that is causing you to be unrighteous, anybody that is causing you to not adhere to the word of God, you need to lose some of those people. In my closing, this is a season. This is a great season. It's a great season for the people of God, because guess what? Jesus has already started separating. He said, let the wheat, y'all don't believe me today, let the wheat grow with the tares. He said, and when I come, I am going to do the separating. He is going to do the separating. We can't get caught up into these things, people of God. We have to trust God. We have to know that our light afflictions are only for a moment. They're only for a moment. Hallelujah. They're only for a moment. People of God, oh, I tell you, I don't know what else to say. I can say Jesus is coming. It's time for us to set our hearts, our house, and our hearts in order. Troubled times, hallelujah. Trust God in these troubled times. Don't think that I am exempt. don't think that those that God have called to preach and to teach this gospel, don't think they are exempt, because my Bible tells me that I must be the first partaker. When I preach and teach this word, guess what? It works on me before it gets to you. It works on me, hallelujah, before it gets to you. Why? Because guess what? If I don't adhere to what God is speaking to me, then guess what? I become a castaway. I become a tinkling cymbal, sound in brass. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got to know, people of God. I'm not no more sheep day. We have to know that we're living in a terrible day. We're living in a day where men don't regard no one. They said we're living in the day of Noah. The Bible says, as it was in the day of Noah, so shall it be in the day of the coming of the Lord. Oh, yeah. Read about Noah. I don't have time to tell you all of that. But read about Noah, how they married and they were given into marriage and they did their thing. Hallelujah. Until God told Noah to preach. Noah preached the same message. Remember, just imagine, don't remember, imagine if you were on this line for 120 years and all you had was the same message. Every day I begin to preach the same message. Well, the Bible said Noah preached the same message 120 years and told them it was going to rain. They laughed at Noah, but Noah built that ark under the instruction of God. God told Noah how to build that ark. He told him the width. He told him the height. He told him the perimeter. He told him everything about that ark. And he also told him to bring two of every beast and every creature in the field. I can't imagine all of that being in that ark, but that's what the Bible said. Okay? And truly, Sister Ruby, we all know the story. They laughed at Noah. Oh, but baby, guess what? God preserved Noah and his family. And everybody in that ark, they were saved. When God sent the flood upon the land, it destroyed all human and all mankind. Every beast, everything was destroyed. And the only thing was left was Noah and his family and the male and the females that he had in that ark. People of Jesus, we living in that day now where we better make a choice. We better take a stand and we better trust God during these troubled times. We need to know that God has not forgotten about us. God bless you all. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, I bless God for that ark today. If it wasn't for knowing the ark, we wouldn't be here. Some of that seed was passed down. That seed was preserved. Hallelujah. That's why we're here. Because God preserved the seed of Noah. Oh, Lord, that's another message there. God, we bless you today. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless you for your word. Thank you to your hands, Sister Ruby.
Amen. That was a blessing. Okay, we're going to go to.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sister T. Sister T.
God bless.
God bless you. Your line is open. You can have remarks.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just thank God for the word that came forth on today. I ask the Lord to continue to bless this ministry, for it is a great help to me. It does grant me peace. I look forward to 1 o'clock, and I can just hear the word of the Lord go forth. I just thank God for Evangelist Bernard. I thank God for you, Mother Ruby. And I thank God for all the people of God. I am yet trusting God in all the things that's before me. I just thank God for life. I'm walking in the victory of who he is. I thank you for healing my body and all the things that he's done for me, Father. I just love Jesus, and I love this ministry, and I just thank God for the word that came forth on today. Continue to pray my strength in the Lord that I be the daughter that he called me to be and be the mother, the sister, the friend, that I can go out and tell somebody about Jesus and what he has done for me in my life. Pray my strength in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Sister
Albertine.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Albertine. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yeah, well, we can hear you real good.
Okay. Once again, very insightful, very powerful. I am so trusting the Lord in this season. Turn around and for blessings. And it's just, once again, just powerful to just trust the Lord and to know that God is with you, and through your storms, your trials, your tribulations, it's all for a reason. And I just love him and I trust him. And I thank God for this ministry and for Sister Ruby, Evangelist Bernard, and all the speakers that come on. It's very, very helpful and insightful, and it has so inspired and has literally changed my life. And I thank God for allowing me to be a part of this at this time in my life, and it's just so insightful and helpful. And I thank you so much for such a beautiful and great ministry. And I feel so fed, and I feel just so alive, and I thank God I'm honored to be a part of it. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Sister Cammy?
Yes, hi. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. Again, it's been a wonderful, wonderful week of just receiving God's word. So I'm still filled up from just the other day. So this was just added bonus for me. So thank you for that. I really appreciate it, and I continue to pray and bless your ministry.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Cammy, for that encouraging word. You awakened something in me.
Hey,
and I
hallelujah.
Read that text. Something awakened in my spirit. And I said, Lord, hallelujah. Glory to God. It was a prophetic word.
Amen.
And I had never heard anybody speak what you spoke to me today. And
oh,
I tell
hallelujah,
you,
I receive it.
I thank God for it, and I'm going forth, and I tell you, I'm petitioning God like never before. Hallelujah.
Hey, hallelujah. Thank you so much.
Truly, I want to do God's will. I want to be able to be the vehicle that God can use to spread this gospel, not for filthy lucre. Hallelujah, but
hallelujah,
because
thank
of
you,
the
Jesus.
Love that you have in your heart for souls. Souls are dying every day, and we're just so comfortable. We're just so relaxed. It's all about us. What about the souls that don't have nothing? Somebody out there today don't have a piece of bread. Somebody today don't have underclothes to put on. Don't have shoes to put on their feet. And we have both of our feet.
Amen.
And we'll step down and can murmur and complain. Hallelujah. I thank God that word woke me up today. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. You know, when I look back, Sister Ruby, 20 next month will be 21 months on this line, and we haven't taken no bit, even on holidays like Labor Day and all of these holidays come up. If I don't do nothing but come on and read a psalm, a scripture, and Sister T will tell you that. Sister T been with us from the inception of this broadcast, too. And I tell you, we don't, and this no, we're giving God the glory. I'm saying this because this is to encourage you and let you know what God will do. Amen. Even through, you know, Sister Ruby still grieving a daughter and everything, she still get on this line every day. She don't have to get on this line. She retired. She worked for 24 years driving buses. She could just lay on out and watch television all day. But she have a yearning down in her spirit for ministry, hallelujah, for encouraging and helping and having a compassion for people. So I look at that, and I marvel at God. Over 50-some-odd thousand listeners, and it's not about the sanctuary, the cathedral. I'm not looking for a cathedral. If God just give me a little box and I can tell a soul that Jesus lives, if I can encourage somebody and let them know that all is not lost. All is not lost. Holly, that's all we're living for, is to help somebody. Life don't mean anything if you can't help somebody. And that life is about helping. That's why God created Eve. He said it was not good for man to be alone. And he made a woman to do what? To be there, to be there as a support system, as a help me, not to embarrass her, not to dishonor her, but for him to have a companion, somebody that they can work, that they were able to work together and build something as unto the Lord. Leave a legacy, a good legacy, not no legacy where you was paying up church, you were throwing discard. God is not interested in that. He ain't interested in how beautiful your home is and what kind of car you drive. He's interested in, have you tried to help anybody? Have you thought about somebody other than yourself?
Amen.
Sister Cammy, that's what it's about.
Amen.
It's about being a help to your children, a help to your family, a help to your neighbors, a help to everybody you meet, even the stranger. Hallelujah. I heard Sister Albertine say the Lord told her she didn't have much money, but she took her money and she went and made some sandwiches and just went down there to the shelter and gave them out. What are we going to do? Oh, God, that's another story there. But anyway, I bless God for you all. I tell you, that word strengthened me today, and it just made me, it gave me some energy to know that my work and my living is not in vain, that somebody is being affected, somebody's life is being impacted by this broadcast. So if the Lord take me home tomorrow, there's a legacy that we're leaving, that we have reached some souls. Every day somebody is listening to the word of God, and that's all it's about. I don't care. I'm not at MegaFest. If I had some money, I'd have went down there.
Me too.
Hallelujah. I'd probably had a little corner where I was able to just preach for somebody.
But I'm just kidding, though.
But it's a beautiful thing when you have the resources where you can impact others' lives. It's a blessing. It is a blessing, and I don't despise and I don't envy those that God have blessed to be successful, where they have the big edifice and they have all of the people. That's all good. But you know what? When the trumpet sounds, Sister Tammy, Sister Albertine, Sister Ruby, when that trumpet sounds, all is gonna matter. is what you've done for Christ. All of what you do for him, that's what's going to last. That's what's going to stand the test. Because men will pump you up and make you think you are the great I am, and then we get this spirit of Nebuchadnezzar. And then we say, oh, look a great Babylon that I have built. No, we don't give God no glory. I was reading on Facebook the other day, and I didn't mean no harm, but I do that sometimes, because some of these folks say some crazy stuff. And this young man, he had a picture of all of this gold and all of this money. And he said on Facebook, if I had all of this, he showed the picture, all what he would do. And I said, but you know what? You won't have it long because you didn't have God nowhere in the equation. I didn't see nowhere where he said, I'm going to give to the house of the Lord. I'm going to give my tithes. He said, oh, I'm going to buy me a house. I'm going to do this for my friends and my family. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. God was left out the equation. So I said, that's why God don't give us nothing, because we put him on the back burner. Oh, God, but if we could put God first, glory to God, he'll make ways for you, baby. Glory, let me stop. I said I'm going to let y'all go today. Today is Friday. This is Labor Day weekend. And it's so ironic that as I begin to think about this Labor Day weekend, and just about 2 or 3 days ago, when they were celebrating the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington, they were marching for jobs and freedom. And then 2 or 3 days later, here's Labor Day weekend. How many know that we got, the Bible says the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. God is calling for some sincere, faithful laborers. People that's not afraid to get out there and work and reap the harvest. That's what he's calling for. And if we can do that in these last and evil days, guess what? We wouldn't have to worry about trouble. Hallelujah. When trouble stares us in the face, we'll say, my God got this. Jesus got this. So go ahead, get ye behind me. Trouble in my way. Guess what? It's in everybody's way. But we have to trust God through it all. Back to you, Sister Ruby.
Sister Teresa.
Yes, ma'am.
God bless you.
Father, God bless you. I'm so sorry I am late. I wasn't able to hear the words of today. But I just ask y'all that know the word of prayer. Please pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen, amen. Well, you're never too late. Hallelujah. Guess what? He said to those that come early and those that come late, he's giving out the same reward. Amen. Yes. So you can go back into the archives and listen to this word. I tell you, it was God. It was God. It was God. So God bless you, Sister Teresa.
God bless you, too.
Amen, amen. Anybody else, Sister Ruby?
No, that's it for right now.
Amen, amen. So we want to hear from Sister Ruby, and we're going to give you all an announcement or two, and we're going to just pray that you all have a blessed Labor Day. I definitely will be on this line if I don't go see my sister. Hallelujah. Even if I go, Sister Ruby, she don't go anywhere. She could open up just with the psalm or prayer or something. I just like to just continue. Because when you have things on the internet and people are able to see that you have a broadcast, they're looking. You know, everybody's not going to be at the park, you know, picnicking and doing whatever else they do. You know, some people are at home and they may just want to hear words. So we'll be on this line at some time on Monday. Amen. So, Sister Ruby?
Yeah, praise the Lord, everybody. I was wondering, the focus has been this week, trust in God in trouble, the focus thought. And the Lord used you mightily, just like everybody that he has allowed to come on this broadcast, because I do believe in my heart and soul that Jesus Christ orchestrates each and every one that come on this line. Sister Albertine, Sister Cam, Sister T, Sister Reese, everybody that come on this line like for 20 months. And I was wondering, I says, why as you were closing the Vantage Bernard, you went to Genesis and Noah. And it stuck in my, you know, I know about the trouble. I said, Lord, I thank you for trusting God in trouble like we go through. But I wondered why the Lord led you to Genesis, Noah, and building of the ark, and he preached 120 days, and it's going to rain the same thing every day. And it stopped with me in chapter 7, if y'all have a chance, you can read it. I'm not going to read it all, but y'all know the story, how he built the ark, and the Lord gave him instruction like Evangelist Bernard said. But what hit my heart was verse 16, that's chapter 7. I'm not going to go over it. I'm just going to go to verse 16. And they that went in male and female, and all flesh, as God had commanded him. And the Lord shed him in. The Lord was telling me he's in the beginning, he's in the middle, and he's in the end. He didn't let Noah shed nobody in there. He gave him instruction who was coming in, and he did not allow anybody in that didn't believe the way that they believed or was compelled to say, no, I'm going to go along with you. So I just thought that was just so, I couldn't let it go. I said, Lord, why are you taking me to Genesis with Noah and the and on and on and on, but he was letting us know that he's in the beginning of our journey, he's in the middle of our journey, and he's in the end of our journey as we go forth. So pray my strength in the Lord. I said, Lord, I thank you for that word. Hallelujah. Amen.
That's awesome, and I wasn't even thinking about that. Was nowhere in my message today, but the Lord said, as I begin to talk, he brought Noah to my mind, Sister Ruby, and that was awesome. You know, God already has everything already preordained. He designs everything, and it's going to go according to God's specifications. And, you know, God gave specifications to Noah with that ark. Noah just didn't come up with that on his own. God did that, and he told him how to build that ark. It's amazing. You know, an ark isn't that big, but in that ark in those days, I know it couldn't have been a real big ark. And when you see the little pictures of the, when you see pictures of the ark, you say, now how did Noah, his two daughters, and all these male and females of every kind, how were they able to? You know, God had to have Noah what word can I say? How was Noah able to tame, or how was he able to control all of those beasts that was in that ark? Isn't that something? That says fowls of every kind and a cow of every kind and every creeping thing. So I'm sure some snakes was in there. He said every creeping thing. So how in the world, unless he had a place preserved just for the animals, and they weren't able to come in contact with him and his family. I don't know, but it's a lot of questions that's in this Bible that we need answers to, and we won't get them until we see Jesus. So God bless you all. I thank God for each and every one of you all. We have had a great time. At the minister on Sunday at Pastor Lois' church, so I want you all to be praying for Pastor Lois McCullough and that program on Sunday. Then, I don't know, I have to get back with Dr. Singleton. He may be up here, and I might have to assist him to Berkeley. I don't know how I'm going to do all these things, but God knows. Amen. So we thank God for each and every one of you. Anybody have any prayer requests or, you know, anything else they'd like to say, you're welcome to do so at this time. Amen. If not, we're going to ask Sister Ruby to close us out with the word of prayer. What about Sister Teresa? Sister Teresa?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you close us out with a word of prayer?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Hold on. Take y'all off the speaker. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Amen.
Okay, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you this evening just to say thank you. God, we thank you for what you have done on today. God, we thank you for our life, self, and stress, God, in the name of God, we ask you right now to touch each and every one that's on the line, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to even touch their family members, God, even their household, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you right now to open doors for them, God, Lord, that no man can shut, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you right now, God, to even bless their finances, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I speak healing to each and every one of their bodies, God, the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I ask you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, to comfort every one of us as we leave this line on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you right now to cover each and every one that's driving on the holiday, God. Lord, we ask you right now to watch over every wrecking demon in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to cover them on the hedges and highways, God, to and fro, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for today, God. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you,
amen.
Lord.
Amen. Amen.
God
amen.
Bless you all. We love you. Have a beautiful weekend, Sister Ruby.
Yes, and we're gonna give a shout out to Liberal Democrat in the chat room, and we had a guest. Guest 1763. We thank you so much, and come on anytime you choose. We just love you and we praise you, and hope you have a great weekend and a blessed one too. And with that, we gonna just want to praise you. I haven't heard this one, but I'm going to put it on. We just want to praise you.
All right, God.
I just
want to
praise you.
Yes,
Lord.
Forever, come on.
Forever.
the Lord. We, those of you that's left on the line, if you're able to tune in tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Pacific time, 7 a.m. Central, and 8 a.m. Eastern, Minister Billy Burns is going to have a pastor on there that was a lesbian for almost 20 years, and she has a powerful testimony on how God transformed her life, and she is now a preacher of the word. So if you're able to tune in, we invite you to. The same call-in number, our call-in number is the same number. So if you're in the Carolinas, that's 8 in the morning. That's 5 a.m. on the West Coast. So we invite you all to attend. Have a beautiful and blessed weekend. God, Labor Day. God bless you all.
God bless.